This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I say a blessing, and I say that just because of all the adversity I went through, whether it was, you know, negative plays, really just, you know, adding up on adversity injury-wise, really just, you know, just walking with God, understanding that, you know, everything that I go through is for a reason, and understand that, you know, that never dwells on the type of player I am. I know who I am at the end of the day, I know what I do at the end of the day, and I know what I give to a team. I just say, you know, fundamentals. Speaking for the offensive-wise, it's just, you know, having drives. We'll have explosive plays where it's, you know, two play touchdowns or something like that, or it's, we'll have one penalty or one lost yards play where it's, you know, a stall drive. But I tell everybody, like, I feel like our offense just scores every time we get the ball.
As you grow up playing offensive line as a kid, you know, you're never going to get praised enough for the work you do, and then you're going to get scrutinized for the stuff you mess up. So I think that's part of playing the position, and especially, you know, kind of up and down year we had this year. A lot of that fire is going to fall on us, and it's our job to take on the responsibility to make sure that we got to play better.
We have so much talent on this team, and it's just disappointing that we're not able to be the team that's able to execute and win games when we need to win games. I think as long as we have Lamar Jackson, I feel like this team can win a Super Bowl.
Well, there you go. And I think a lot of people feel that way, some not so much. That's Patrick Ricard, Pro Bowl fullback of the Baltimore Ravens, talking about windows opening and closing or whatever we want to get into in that regard. And Lamar Jackson as your quarterback gives you the window of opportunity, we still think. And he's been in the league for 8 years. But I guess the point is, Nolan, he has the utmost confidence of his teammates because didn't seem like anyone's into throwing anyone else under the bus. But I don't disagree. And we've talked about this throughout Lamar's career. The criticism's fine if it's justified. And Lamar has played poorly at times. And he has screwed up at times. Sunday night, didn't play great for two quarters. That was brilliant in the fourth quarter. It's either rational people like ourselves who understand the good and the bad, and it's mainly good. Then you have those who think he can do no wrong. Even when he throws a pick six in a playoff game, it's somebody else's fault. Or the people that just hate him no matter what he does. Two MVPs, 70% winning percentage. Led the league in touchdown passes in 2019, threw over 40 last year. This is his first year in which the games he started, he had a losing record. First year. And still gave them an opportunity to perhaps steal the AFC North. And I know there's going to be contract renegotiations. Still a lot of vitriol coming from the fan base. But keeping Lamar Jackson around for the foreseeable future is an asset to the team. And I don't see how anyone out there can justify getting rid of him, where he's reached his peak or he needs a change of scenery or whatever the case may be. Getting rid of a franchise quarterback in his prime with probably better years ahead of him, I would think set your franchise back in a pretty significant way.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, not to squash the whole conversation, but just logistically moving on from him, forget what it would do to the team. I mean, financially, like finding a team that could actually afford to hand over draft capital that it would require to deal him. I'm not saying you are going to trade him or I would even entertain that. But if we're going to sit down and ask what it takes in terms of draft picks, more. It's not enough. It's a point where I don't know if there's a team that has an appropriate package to hand over that would get him. And then the financial repercussions that I'm trying to look at here, because again, these massive cap hits, that even if they trade him, you're going to have to eat at least some of the money. It's a non-starter. It's not even a conversation. It doesn't work on any level. So to me, we got all these issues that we got to sort out this offseason. Lamar is, spreading that cap hit out over a couple more years. That's priority number one, but that's where the conversation starts and ends with Lamar. That's it. Let's get the money figured out. Add a couple more years. Push the cap hit back. It's what you do. And there's a lot of people out there that seem to think that it's either cut him, trade him, or sign him. No, the only option is sign him.
Yeah.
And it's not like a Lamar can do no wrong thing. From a financial standpoint, it's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, and it's good from a business standpoint and from a football standpoint because you have one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL at your disposal. But people don't want to hear that. Nolan McGraw. And what is fascinating to me, almost discouraging, that we go back to 2023. So we're 3 years. For the second time in 3 years, there's a conversation about Lamar Jackson's future here in Baltimore as the quarterback of the team. He demanded the trade back in 23. John Harbaugh got ambushed. But that was all negotiating, and hey, he took it to that level. It all was rectified. He won the MVP, should have won it last year. I think this year he was banged up. I think the injuries are legitimate. Now, is he maybe frustrated with how things are unfolding, getting sacked almost 40 times as one of the most elusive quarterbacks in the league? Probably. Was he pissed at Tyler Lue for kicking the ball out of bounds after they scored a touchdown? Probably, because he's been close. I mean, did not even make the playoffs. That's got to be a frustrating turn of events for him. But again, to your point, you got to straighten out the $75 million the next 2 years if it stays the same.
74 and a half.
Right. Yeah. Duh. You got to get straightened out from a business standpoint. And we've seen it happen for years with franchise quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. And I truly believe it will get straightened out here. At least I hope. Ravens have needs, which we're going to address for the next, couple of months until they start filling them. But 11 picks, including the 14th. You have some free agents that are going to need to be addressed. Tyler Linderbaum, Draymond Jones. What do you do with Marlon Humphrey here? Is he warranted of a position change? Or do you just, cut bait and move on to the next guy? Because I was reading a stat that Jonah Schaefer tweeted out from the Baltimore Banner yesterday. Ravens against number one receivers were one of the worst in the league, which kind of goes against they have a bunch of shutdown corners on the team, that sort of narrative. I mean, there are some needs that need to be addressed. We heard Roger Rosengarten. Yeah, the vitriol comes your way. Ben Hoffman's line. For the most part, they stunk this year, especially in pass protection. So the criticisms are real, but the getting rid of Lamar narrative, come on. Let's get real.
I think obviously a lot of change is necessary. If I'm trying to have a little bit of a silver lining here, the way I felt about the looming offseason a couple months ago compared to how I feel now, it's a little bit different, mostly because of the Travis Jones thing. The Ravens caught another lucky break. And maybe you don't think that the Bateman thing is as much of a lucky break anymore based on his down year, but even still, compared to what the average wide receiver is making in this league, still a pretty affordable deal. So for them to get lucky in the same manner and get Travis Jones on a more affordable deal, I mean, I thought they were staring down a situation where it was going to be, you're going to have to pick either Travis Jones or Tyler Linderbaum. You can't have both. I thought that that was the situation that they were going to be in. Now it's very much possible to keep both. Sure, you could have reservations about Linderbaum. He wasn't at his best this year. But I think ultimately, when it was all said and done, more of a product of having just two liabilities bookending him. I think that had a big part of it. Still trust him long term. I think he wants to be here. There's other stuff that'll be kind of a roadblock this offseason. I mentioned Travis Jones, you know, Matabike, what's his situation? You know, not just are you going to be here or are you not going to be here, but what does that mean cap hit wise? You know, when you carry that big of a contract, there's the whole, you know, retirement speculation out there. Don't know anything for certain. But if that is the route that he goes, what kind of relief do the Ravens get in terms of cap space? That's a big looming cloud over everything. You got other guys like Marlon who seem like an easy cut for cap reasons and performance reasons. So a lot of moves coming here. But I think because of the Travis Jones thing and them getting off a little bit easier there, it did open up a little more wiggle room.
Now, other moves that a lot of fans wanted to see in regards to the front office, not going to happen. Coaching staff, still to be determined, but I would think if the Ravens were going to, Steve Bisciotti in particular, move on from John Harbaugh, would have happened by now. And it's not happening. Now, Zach Orr, Todd Monken, others involved, could they be part of the equation when it's moving forward? Because sometimes, Nolan, as we know, change to pacify the fan base, I get it, but to make moves to pacify the fan base usually makes you become a fan because you lose your job based on the loud sports talk, blogosphere, podcast, whatever it is.
I just don't, I mean, I get the sentiment, and for the most part, it is true. But when the fan base has been saying the same thing for multiple years, and it's not really like a conspiracy or a stretch, any of it. You know, it's pretty surface level stuff that I think even outsiders, the national media, is really catching on to it as well. Don't look at it as a, you know, oh, I'm firing this guy because the fans said so. You should be viewing it, I'm firing this guy because I came to that conclusion and I look at everything that's in front of me and I made that choice.
Yeah, wouldn't they know that better than anyone else, by the way?
I would hope. But like you said, I mean, because Harbaugh didn't get whacked yesterday, I think that's pretty much the giveaway right there. Now, Josina Anderson is saying that it's, you know, league sources or that, you know, coordinator changes are coming. Could have told you that without league sources.
Right.
They practically change coordinators every year.
Yeah.
And some of those have been guys getting promotions and guys getting jobs. But for the most part, during Harbaugh's 18-year run here, it's been constantly, well, we don't have the right offensive coordinator. Get a new one. It changed offensive coordinator midseason twice during Harbaugh's tenure. You know, so, I mean, I think Zach Orr is a definite gone. I don't see any way that he's back. If he is back, I'm highly questioning not just Harbaugh, but then I'm questioning Bisciotti again, because that has to be a part of it. What John has done in his own right, his resume, but if he's also going to keep around the same coaching staff, that makes me look at John a little more funny. All of this has to be a part of it. To me, Zach Orr is as good as gone. Monken's more of a curious one because it wasn't exactly a smooth year for him.
No.
There was the reported discontent. Anonymous sources within the locker room talking about his play calling decisions. There seems to be a little something there. But it would be interesting because you're not that far removed from the last 2 years. I mean, 23 and 24 were outstanding, even better than the highest of expectations of what this offense could look like with Lamar. So, all right, you have one bad year. How do you put more stock in that because it's most recent? Or do you still give him more credit for what happened the previous 2 years? I think I would lean more towards the previous 2 years.
Sure.
And the fact that this year wasn't it wasn't god awful. There were glimpses there. I think the biggest thing I would knock Todd Monken for is getting away from the run game. You know, we get on Harbaugh for that because he should be the last line of defense and he should be able to say, all right, no, change that, put this guy in the game. But from a play calling standpoint, I could get on Monken for that.
Yeah, and the New England game is Exhibit A when you're up 11, and then Derrick Henry, who put you up double digits, doesn't touch the ball for the rest of the game, a game in which you eventually lost. By the way, Derrick Henry did finish second in the NFL in rushing this year behind James Cook in Buffalo. Well, John Harbaugh's sticking around, at least we think. Coordinators, a couple of them might pay the price. Status quo's not going to work. And it's not going to be status quo because you have financial decisions that need to be made. Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Bob Haney. It's Nolan McGraw. Alex Scampone. I haven't seen him in a while. Look at him. All smiling. He's shaved and everything. It's Vinny and Haney. Vinny's on vacation. We'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Got Nolan's up. Final Dirty Dozen of the regular season. Playoffs start this weekend. We'll get into all of that and more. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, talk about the Ravens season coming to an end and the changes, dramatic ones maybe, in the offseason. And then coming up around 11:30, notes from the North, we go to Pittsburgh, division champions. We go to Cincinnati, keeping their coach. And we go to Cleveland, who fired a guy that now appears to be one of the more popular candidates in the offseason, which just started. Get on in here. And the Orioles, they bought Big Christmas comes to town. If you're not familiar, and I wasn't really, I knew who the guy was, but I didn't get the nickname. We'll elaborate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Turn it up Tuesday. Crank it at the 12th. Little Alice in Chains for you. Them bones. We're picking them Ravens bones. Here on this lovely day in the Charm City, Ravens season came to an end. Almost a sense of relief. Now, we're 48 hours past, basically, the end of the year. Are you still running hot? Or is it just, they already got worked by Houston anyway, or divisional round, they get blown out, their weaknesses would have been exposed? Or were you one of these people, and I think they would have got worked, personally, but were you one of these people that maybe they didn't go on a run?
It's different than the last, like, when they been bounced from the playoffs. It's definitely different than that, even though Sunday night was essentially a playoff game to get in, and it is a division rival. To me, that was the biggest part of the sting, and the manner in which you lost. You didn't get beat straight up, so to speak. Again, it was a game that you had in your hands, and because of some wacky final play, you're out. You know, the Andrews two-point conversion, Huntley fumble at the goal line, even Zay's fumble at the goal line in 2023. Again, Andrews last year, Loop this year. It's always just some big dramatic play that everyone points to. That's the biggest part of this thing, but I'm kind of with you. The back of your head, you would have been, Houston's a tough matchup. Not that it was a guarantee that they'd beat the Ravens, especially with it in Baltimore, but it's definitely a different feeling than years past. I've cooled down just because the initial anger was, it's the Steelers. You let Boswell off the hook. Tomlin's celebrating on the field when he really has no right to.
Blowing kisses to the camera.
Bailed out big time. It's Aaron Rodgers. Not the most likable guy either. That to me, that was where the anger came from. And the fact that a kicker in today's NFL missed from 44 yards out. So, but 24 hours later, 48 hours later, much more cooled down.
Well, I look at it this way. You know, because my days of breaking televisions and losing my mind over sports expired long ago. I still get upset and angry. And yeah, I'm cussing at the television like everybody else over the course of 9 innings, 40 minutes, 48 minutes, or 4 quarters, whatever it is. And you know what? This year's team, they didn't deserve to get to the playoffs. And you talk, well, they would have had Houston at home. They were 3-6 at home this year, including getting blown out by Houston. Now, that was Cooper Rush, different circumstances. But they've seen, there's a familiarity there with those two teams. They play them again next year, by the way, in the schedule. So I wouldn't have thought that was a easy win by any stretch of the imagination. That defense, Danielle Hunter coming at Lamar Jackson and all of that stuff. But 8-9 speaks for itself. They put themselves twice, well, ultimately three times. You blew a big lead at Buffalo to open the season. Then you go 1-5, losing all these games. Let me keep stressing this, by the way. When Lamar was playing, they were favored to win and kept losing. Then he gets KO'd in Kansas City. You lose Detroit, you got clobbered by them physically. What, he gets sacked 7 times in that game? Then you win 5 in a row to get over 500 and resume position of strength in the division. So what do? You go out and lose 2 straight games against division rivals at home. And then you lose again to New England. So that 3 out of 4 loss thing, which put them at a disadvantage, which Cleveland helped them 1 week for, they lost those games at home, Nolan. So if we want to look for reasons why they're on the outside looking in, and there's many of them, sucking at home has to be in the top 3, in my humble opinion, of course.
Yeah, I mean, that does hit you, you know, when you're sitting there on the couch, the season's over, the finality of it, you're pissed off like we just talked about. But my brain immediately went to week one, Buffalo. I mean, look at all these losses this year, 9 of them. They just needed one, flip one of them into a win. You're in the playoffs. That's it. So again, you should have beat Pittsburgh both times. The Isaiah Likely touchdown that wasn't. You know, we know what happened on Sunday night. The Bills game, still the most inexcusable loss of the entire year. I don't care. I argue against any of the Henry not being used in the fourth quarter against the Patriots, as bad as that is.
Yes.
It's not even close to being up what you were up in week one on the Bills. A chance for revenge from the playoff game. I mean, you have to try to lose that game in that situation. And for the Ravens, it's easy work. I mean, it's routine for them.
I just remember the day after, that Monday morning, me, you, and Vinny are sitting here, and I couldn't believe we're in a situation where we're talking about the Ravens going for it on fourth down when they were up 14, 15 points, and that game turned on a Derrick Henry fumble.
But that shows you where the fan base's mindset has had to go because it's become so commonplace. If that was one of maybe two or three egregious blown leads in the past 10 years, which would probably be normal for the average NFL team. Everyone blows a big lead every once in a while. You'd say, oh, man, that really stunk. That stung. And maybe you could get into nitpicking and say, oh, we didn't do this here, didn't do that there. Or no, you wouldn't be nitpicking is what I'm saying. You would just say, oh, we got blown out.
Yeah.
But because it happens so often, you're like, well, now we got to dissect every little decision that went into blowing a 21-point lead when it should just be as simple as don't blow a 21-point lead because nobody else does that. The conversation stops and ends there. Don't blow a 21-point lead.
And it goes to how the culture has changed with the Ravens defense. Marlon Humphrey himself said, as we go to a break, no one fears us anymore. Well, wonder why. Mm-hmm. Come back, Rob, William, Ray, Rashawn, Trippy, and you. 410-583-1057. Ravens season is over. But it looks like John Harbaugh's tenure continues on. And the fact that we're talking about Lamar leaving Baltimore for the second time in 3 years, my brain's fried, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Eddy, Nolan McGraw, Alice Scamponi, other side of the glass. Raven season's over. We've been talking about that a lot, as you would expect, last couple of days. Let's keep it rolling. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, thanks for holding. How you feeling?
I'm still running hot, Bob. I mean, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers you lose to. I mean, I mean, like you said, you saw whatchamacallit blowing kisses to the Tomlin, blowing kisses to the thing, and Rodgers, you know, smug because deep down, you know, Ravens had them. The Ravens have themselves to blame. They let them off the hook, and DK Metcalf. They let DK Metcalf off the hook too. You know, can you imagine if they would have lost that game? The backlash more he would have got for that, for not being in that game. So, yeah, that still sucks. And, yeah, I think they're going to run it back with Harbaugh. So get ready for the same thing every year. We can fire all the coordinators. You can fire all the coordinators you want, Bob. It's still the same system. You're in the same system. I mean, I'm a Georgia fan, and Todd Monken took them to 2 national championships with Stetson Bennett as their quarterback. I mean, yeah, they had Brock Bowers, but still, the play calling is totally different from what it was from Georgia to the Ravens. So, and I think he's done a decent job, but he might be sacrificed. I mean, he might be let go, and we might probably know in the Ravens they'll keep Zach Orr. It's a Raven thing to do, but it's still. And in the draft, Bob, if they're going to do the draft, I mean, they're picking 14. If they see a player, move down, get him. I mean, you could stack. I mean, I know it's not the Costas way, but you could stack all the practice squad players you want and future. But you got to go out there and get somebody who's going to be a game changer, something they haven't had. And if they could rework Lamar's contract, get some pass rushing free agencies. Other teams have done it. The Ravens have got to do it. So, but my last thing, is on the Orioles. There's a player I like that I know they're going after Ranger, which is great as a pitcher. Hopefully they get him. But how do you feel about Cody Bellinger? I mean, he hit 29 home runs, 272 batting average, and I think 98 RBIs. I mean, I would move Colton Cowser for a Cody Bellinger. I mean, what do you think? I think he's still out there, isn't he, Bob?
Yeah, I think the Yankees are trying to keep him. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call. New York's already made him like 2 different offers trying to keep him in pinstripes. Bellinger, I mean, we're going back a few years. He was in the same breath as Aaron Judge, as one of the best young players in baseball. Then kind of got hurt a little bit, fell off the cliff in L.A., reestablished himself with the Cubs. But at this stage of his career, is he a center fielder or more of a first baseman kind of guy? And I think first base is pretty much on lockdown for the
year. Either way, they don't really have the space. Like, obviously, yeah, you have Bellinger over, you know, Cowser.
Sure.
I'm not going to put up a fight on that, but what do you do with Cowser at that point? You know, you're going to have to find a trade partner. I don't know what his value looks like. So I think it's a lot of moving parts. The outfield seems pretty set in stone right now. I think, look, if they're going to spend more money and make another big splash, let's make it easy. Pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got room for that no matter what. You've always got room for more pitching. You know, position players, the offense, things are probably close to being finalized. If they make another addition, it won't be a splash, I would think.
Right, like a utility super guy, kind of that.
But yeah, pitching. I mean, if they say they're operating with unlimited resources, and based on what they've done so far, I'm starting to believe it. But if there is a budget, I'd rather it get spent on pitching.
And things have quieted down in the Suarez-Valdez chatter. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're not pursuing them. I mean, just baseball moves in general, for the most part, after the Orioles were making loud noises during the winter meetings and into the late weeks of December, I think they're still very much in play for both. Now, will they get either one? That remains to be seen, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that one of them signs with the Orioles. And to your point, I'd rather have either one of them, with all due respect, Ricky Bobby style, to Cody Bellinger, because I think starting pitching, you can never have enough of that, especially high level starting pitching. All right, let's get back to the phones. William in Northeast Baltimore, North Baltimore. William, thanks for calling. What's up? Happy New Year.
Good morning, guys. We're still allowed to do that. How you guys doing this morning?
All right.
Okay. One of the reasons why Harbaugh's got to go, he's got to go, is his handling of the tight ends. And I want to talk about this for a few minutes and then listen to your response.
Well, a couple of minutes. Okay,
okay, a couple of minutes. Okay. Last year in the playoffs, Isaiah Likely made the big catch to set up the Andrews drop. This year, Isaiah Likely made the big catch to set up the loop miss. Okay. Now, the last three games, Isaiah Likely has hardly had any targets at all. I mean, he's averaging about one or two targets a game. This is inexcusable. How do you think Isaiah Likely feels when he put this team in a position to win? He's 25 years old, and they're going to re-sign Andrews, and they act like they don't even want to re-sign Likely. How do you think Likely feel? And then I look around the league and I see all these tight ends, third string, fourth string, practice squad tight ends, making clutch catches, and our tight end like Likely, who can make the clutch catch, he can get the yak yardage, don't hardly get any targets at all. And I got to fault John Harbaugh for that. That's inexcusable, and I'm going to listen to you guys' response.
All right, thank you, William. Likely fell behind because he got hurt early in training camp. But his lack of targets, to William's point, was kind of mystifying this year because he really burst on the scene 23, when Andrews got hurt on that Thursday night against the Bengals. And in the final 7 weeks of the season, Likely was Dave Kasper. He was a go-to playmaking tight end. And we saw both of them eat pretty good last year. Now, do we blame John Harbaugh for this, or is that more of a Todd Monken? Because he's the offensive coordinator. We're always talking about how Harbs likes to delegate. I would think if anyone's responsible for Likely not being more involved in the offense, and keep in mind Lamar Jackson didn't play in a few games, that would fall on the OC, if anyone's to blame.
I mean, we've been talking about we got to find a way to get Likely and Andrews involved or on the field at the same time for years, and they just never did it. So at this point, I've given up on it. I like Likely as an individual player. I believe in him. I think his time with the Ravens is probably done just because of financial reasons. And to William's point, I mean, who's to say they didn't go to Likely around the same time that they went to Andrews or even before and said, hey, you want to work out an extension? Here's what we're thinking. This is kind of the ballpark we're looking at. And Likely said, hey, you know what? I'm going to make more in free agency. No, I'll pass. Or let's revisit this in the offseason when free agency rolls around. We don't know what happened behind the scenes. But because they got the deal done with Andrews, everyone just assumes that they went straight to him. Hey, we want to pay you. Screw Likely. We don't like him. Everyone's making that assumption. You don't know. If I had to guess, based on the Ravens' track record of trying to get these in-season deals done or work ahead a little bit, case in point, Travis Jones, that there was an offer at some point on the table for Isaiah Likely. And based on him never actually reaching that full statistical potential, who's he to say, nah, I'm going to make more money? Maybe he's right. But you can't fault the Ravens for, I don't even know if you would call it a low ball offer. I like Isaiah Likely. He's done nothing. Statistically, he's done nothing.
Let's just do the comparison for Williams' argument's sake. Not incorporating him or using the two tight ends. This year, Mark Andrews, 48 catches, 422, 5 touchdowns. Likely, who missed 3 games because of that injury we talked about. 27 catches, 307 yards, 1 touchdown. How about last year?
Should have been 2.
Well, yeah. Last year, Mark Andrews, 55 catches, 673, 11 touchdowns. Isaiah Likely, 42 catches, 477, 6 touchdowns. So you're getting 97 catches, over 1,000 yards, and 17 touchdowns last year when Lamar threw over 40 TDs from your tight ends. They didn't sniff that level of production. Personally, I think Lamar being hurt, crappy pass protection, Likely missing 3 games. But if I'm blaming anyone, if we had to point fingers, it's the guy calling the plays.
Right.
John Harbaugh doesn't call the plays.
But we could have this conversation about more players than just Likely. And as much as it stinks for him, because again, I do think he has that potential. I mean, what about Bateman? Huge drop off in targets and in receptions and all that. How do you, compare that to, DeAndre Hopkins had more production than Nelson Aguilar a year prior, but Aguilar played like 3 or 4 less games. So everyone was down. Reps were down for everybody. And all the while, all this time, hey, Bateman's got to get the ball. Hopkins got to get the ball. Likely's got to get the ball. Oh, by the way, give Derrick Henry 20, 25 touches a game. At a certain point, the bubble's going to burst. And maybe we were misled by what we saw the last 2 years. Not from a success standpoint, but from everyone being able to eat as much as they were. I didn't think it was going to be possible. I thought there were too many mouths to feed, and they proved for 2 years, now this will work just fine. I think this year, for whatever reason, it ran out.
They didn't have as many chunk plays this year as they did Sunday night. But
shorter, I'd imagine, it still comes back to the O-line. Shorter drives, less plays, all that's part of it. Shorter time of possession.
We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll get to Nolan's Dirty Dozen, 11:45. Goes out, fullback and calls, and Kevin Ostreicher is going to be joining us. Whip around 11:15. Notes from the North, Will Graves, AP, talk about the division champion Steelers, Nolan. Let that sink in. Charlie Goldsmith from Charlie's Chalkboard on Substack. Talk about the Bengals keeping their coach. And Emmett Golden, ESPN Radio in Cleveland. Talk about the Browns getting rid of theirs, who already appears to be the top candidate with the Giants. Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. Alex Scampone. Haven't seen him in a while. We'll talk to him later on. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. Ravens Wire, talking about the end of the Ravens season. Where do they go from here? But let's get out to the phones. Let's go get Ray in Baltimore. Ray, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm going to keep this short, man. So I want, Rashawn and Trippy to get in, man. I don't want to hold up in line like everybody else be doing. All I'm going to say at the end of the day, EDC needs to be questioned, man. Nobody don't question EDC at all, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, for the draft picks, the free agents. Nobody questioned it because it's easy to pick on Luke. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to pick on the kid, and it's unfair to compare him to Justin Tucker, man, because of what he did as a rookie. Justin Tucker is a once in a every 10-year kicker. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I'm just ready for pitches and catches. I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? This is a bad loss. But at the end of the day, how many more years we going to waste in the prime of Lamar Jackson? That's why EDC needs to be questioned more so than anything. Have we forgot about Inazi we trust? I'm out.
All right. Thank you, Ray. And, hey, look, the Cooper Rush signing, bad. Going with the offensive line status quo, turned out to be bad, even though last year Rosengarten and Fa'alele were ascending players. Fa'alele was a Pro Bowl alternate, for crying out loud. Linderbaum. Lack of pass rush bit him in the ass this year. And I know they went out and got Draymond Jones to help things and traded for Gilman for Owe, who had 0 sacks. But Eric DaCosta taking heat, absolutely justified.
Yeah, I mean, I think his best move was probably getting Gilman, just for what that did for the defense as a whole. I mean, Jones, pretty important up front, but I still think the Gilman thing unlocked much more in this defense. But the only reason you were making that pick is because you didn't adequately replace Ardarius Washington when you had a chance. I mean, he got hurt in May. You had all summer to find another safety, a depth piece at safety that would eventually become necessary so Hamilton could roam around freely. And they say, we're good. We're all right. We got a rookie on one side and Starks, rookie, and that's it, and Hamilton.
Yeah.
And like, you got to learn that lesson. I mean, so that's where I'm with Ray. That kind of stuff can't happen. You know, I won't get on him for, you know, what, getting Alexander. It was cheap.
Yeah.
We knew it could have blown up. You know, granted, I thought it was going to go much better.
Yeah. Hey, CJ Gardner-Johnson was here for a cup of coffee, went to the Bears and played like an all-pro.
Yeah.
It didn't work out here, obviously. But, you know, Teddy Buchanan as a fourth-round pick proved to be a godsend for them at linebacker. And then Trent Simpson had a chance to redeem himself after he got hurt.
And for every Alexander, I mean, where's the praise for getting a Woozie? A guy who had the same criticisms when he got here. He's always hurt. Kind of stinks. Not really a true number one or number two guy. He's a journeyman. He was fantastic this year.
No, except for falling down.
Him falling down gave the Ravens a chance.
It did?
What? If they complete
right.
We talked about it yesterday. They milked the clock. The game's over. Lamar doesn't get the ball back.
I hear you. Right. But to your point, Awuzie was far exceeded my expectations. His main criticism when he was hurt all the time. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up, Bob and Nolan? What's going on?
How you doing?
Am I? Hey, the quote Michael Corleone, you know, like you said, you broke my heart, Tyler. You're nothing to me now. You're not my kicker.
Oh, damn.
You're not a Raven. I don't want you on this team no more.
Whenever Harbaugh's around, I want a week in advance.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, but that was just heartbreaking, Bob. Just to be up there and see that in person, man, like, I'm still not recovered yet. Like, and, you know, and just the embarrassment of walking out of that building like that, you know, with the fans just yapping their mouth. And, you know, like, I wanted that win so bad. But we can't move forward with this guy. We can't. Like, how can you bring him back? Like, at least bring some type of competition in. You might find somebody in a draft you might like, or even sign a free agent kicker. I know they don't normally do that, or they don't really want to spend money on kickers. But, you know, throughout the Ravens history, man, we had great kickers here. And this guy, like, he's damaged goods now. Like, would you trust him going back out there next year?
I would. Rashawn, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it as always. He's going to have to make a game-winning kick, or everyone's going to keep asking him about the miss in Pittsburgh. And say he is the kicker on opening day, insert opponent, and it's 17-16 opposition, and he's got to try to win the game in ideal weather conditions. Maybe it's at M&T Bank Stadium, and he misses. Holy crap, that narratives are going to get louder and louder.
So here's my question. Do you think he was appropriately tested enough after being drafted here before being named starter? Because there were, what was it, Hoyland was here. There were other guys in the mix, but it was never really a real competition. The way they talked about Tyler the entire time, without fully coming out and saying he's the starter, it was everything just short of that. He was always going to be the guy.
No doubt.
I don't think it was a real camp competition at all, and I think that was a disservice to him. Even if in the back of your head, and he knows it too, well, these guys spent a draft pick on me. I think I probably got a pretty good shot
replacing
of making it.
A dude too, by the way.
Right. But you still got to put him through the ringer and test him and have those camp battles and get on him and be like, hey, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe get some better competition than Hoyland. I mean, a veteran. I think that's where it would have been better. Someone who's been there and done that, and they can say, well, maybe there is a chance I don't get this job. And then that brings the best out of him. You know. But ultimately, what I was saying yesterday about why I would be in favor of just cutting him and finding another kicker is it's not simply about missing the kick at the end of the game. It's what happened all year long. It's his failure to adapt to the NFL rules and the NFL kickoff coming out of college. You can't just ignore that. It's no longer it's just the kickoff. It doesn't. No, it matters a lot.
Yeah.
It matters even more than it ever has. not just keeping it in bounds, trying to get it in the appropriate landing zone, all the different rules and everything. There's more strategy to it. If you don't have a kicker that can handle that, you're not an NFL kicker.
Yeah, and Lamar was giving him the business, as Lamar admitted himself after the game, for screwing it up after the first touchdown pass to Zay Flowers, which gave Pittsburgh the ball on the 40-yard line. We'll come back, get more of your phone calls later in the hour, but coming up next, Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. It's the Ravens Wire. How's the offseason going to unfold for Baltimore? John Harbaugh, those of you wanting him fired, I don't think this is going to be your offseason. Bob Adie, Nolan McGraw, Alex Gamponi here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.